Tango Tango Papa 1843, May 31st, 2014.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from home. I've been home for the past several days, and so tomorrow, this is May 31st, so tomorrow is June the 1st, and that's the day I'm set to go back to work, so I've enjoyed the time off. However, as always, it kind of ends up coming to an end. So, if you've kind of been following along, my parents are here. They were involved in a car accident 2 weeks ago. Actually, it's been 2 weeks and a day. They got rear-ended. They were down in Texas on their way from South Texas up here to Arkansas for the summer, and they got rear-ended. And I found out actually yesterday that it was a Toyota Prius that hit them. I knew they'd said it was a Toyota, but it was actually a Prius, which that sort of casts a little bit different light on it. In that usually the people that have the Toyota Priuses, that's sort of a statement type of vehicle. The people that buy Priuses are, in a lot of cases, they're sort of making a statement, because that's a Toyota's hybrid, and, it's sort of a popular among certain the people that like hybrids, the hybrid community. So, in any case, that's interesting. It's just a kind of an interesting little side note that that's what they were hit with. Still don't have an accident report available, but Texas can take a while. So it should be becoming available any day now. And I'm just kind of curious, the woman that hit them, whether or not she had insurance, if she had insurance or not, and sort of what she had to say about it, what she had to say about the accident. Because obviously she was completely distracted, and in this day and age, when people are distracted, chances are it's called texting. And in order to text, people will put the phone down in their lap because they don't want anybody to see them, and so they put their phone down in their lap and they're looking completely down at the phone so that they can see what they're doing from the texting standpoint. And if you look down, I don't know, you can just practice this. If you look down, like down into your lap, you can't really see what's in front of you. Whereas if you look straight ahead or even a little bit above, you can kind of make out, you have a little bit of peripheral vision from below somewhat, but from above you don't. You got a lot of, generally speaking, you've got normal vision. You've got lots of peripheral vision from the side. You can, you're really good from the side. You can detect motion pretty well. And I think the same is probably true for if you're looking straight ahead, you can kind of detect motion sort of below your field of vision, but from above, there is no, you know, there really is no peripheral vision from above. So when you look down, you're just, you know, whatever's in front of you is blocked. And so with the texting, I know a lot of people do it, and you know, a lot of people get away with it. They think they can get away with it, but it's a very dangerous thing to do. And, you know, not only, you have to think about this, you know, not only can you harm yourself, or you think, well, I'm, you know, it's just me, and if I harm myself, no big deal, it's my problem. Well, you can harm other people, because the roads are pretty full today of traffic. Lots of roads are very busy, and there's more traffic than ever. And so when you do something like that, you're also affecting other people that are on the road. And it can be a, you know, very unpleasant thing. You know, even if you don't, you know, the other people don't die, puts them through a lot of pain and grief, you know. So anyway, parents seem to be doing quite a bit better. The day I got here, my mother was still pretty weak, but she has, in the past few days, her voice is a lot stronger. Initially, she was having, you know, a little bit of trouble breathing, I think because of all of the excess fluid, and then, of course, the bottom of her lungs were bruised, as well as her spleen was pretty well very bruised. And so it's looking now, the doctor, she had a, went in, I took him in on Thursday. She had a doctor's appointment on Thursday. And the doctor said that it would take probably a good 3 months before her spleen would completely heal from all of the bruising. So, but in the meantime, they're still, both of them are still in a fair amount of pain, and they're doing better as far as being able to get up and get down and move around and so on and so forth. They are doing quite a bit better, and so I think they will recover from this, but it's not something that you want to have to recover from. So. So yesterday they bought another car. That they had a Ford, you know, they just bought this Ford Fiesta maybe a month ago, maybe not even quite a month ago. They bought this, you know, because they had a Fiesta before that, and they traded it in on this new one, and that's the one that got hit, and of course it got totaled, and you know, when the woman hit them from the rear. And so they went ahead yesterday, and they bought a, this time they bought an Escape. It's a Ford Escape, 2014 Ford Escape, and that's actually quite a nice vehicle. It's a nice size. It's taller than you know, like it's. I don't know. It's not quite an SUV, but it's sort of, or you could say it was a sort of a hybrid, or, you know, sort of an in-between type of vehicle. I guess they have a name for that, a crossover perhaps sort of vehicle. It's, you know, and then, of course, Ford's got an even bigger one. I forget what they call it now. I don't know all of the model names, but they've got an even bigger one than the than the Escape, but the Escape is a nice size, and it's you set up a little bit higher. It's easy to get in and out of, you know, because there's a lot of cars that are you know, that sit really low to the ground, and that was kind of true of the Fiesta. You know, you were sitting fairly low to the ground. This Escape, you set up higher. It's not as high as my pickup is. I've got an F-150 pickup, and that, you know, you're even higher. So this Escape is really a nice height, you know, because they can, you know, even mom, even in, you know, still recovering, she was able to just, you know, kind of sit down in the seat and swing her legs around, and she was able to get in and out without any trouble all on her own. Whereas with my, you know, when I was hauling them around in my pickup, we had this box that had to put down so she could stand, you know, step on the box and use the box as a step to kind of climb in and climb out. And so with this escape, it's a really good height. And, you know, the escape has plenty, you know, it's got nice leg room in the back seat, and it's got fold-down seats. And even with the back seats up in the up position, it's still got a nice amount of luggage area. Of course, it also has a hatchback. And so they're pretty happy with it, I think. They got wheels again. So anyway, right now they're not traveling much. They are kind of, Dad is now kind of coming outside. Mom still isn't, unless they're going to go somewhere. She's still sort of staying in the house, but unless they go somewhere, and then she, you know, then she's out. Of course, they went yesterday to buy the car, and so they, I went with them to the dealership and kind of hung out there for a while, and then we also ate at, you know, we, I think we went to this place called Colton's. It's sort of a steakhouse type place that has peanuts, one of those kind of places, and so we ate there, and they were able to eat, and they didn't really have too many digestive problems afterwards. I don't think, I didn't hear them complaining, so they're getting better. It's just going to take a little bit of time, and I think they'll be back to normal, but that's, you know, an accident like that, you never want anybody to go through that sort of accident. And, once, you can't help it. I mean, it's kind of like you knock over the glass of milk and break the glass and spill the milk all over the place. All you can, you know, there's no point in crying over the spilled milk. You just got to clean it up and clean up the glass and clean up the milk and kind of go on. So it's, accidents, unfortunately, accidents do happen, and of course, it's kind of unnecessary because somebody's texting, but there's always a certain amount of that kind of stuff that goes on, and, you know, so, sort of the distracted driving, but, other than that, I did get my push mower back. I picked it up. I dropped it off at this mower repair place when I was home the last time. I used the push mower. I have a riding mower, and then I use the push mower as a trim mower to kind of get up around trees and places where I can't really get with the riding lawnmower. And so I was able to pick it up, and he got it running and what have you. And so I, this evening, it's been raining kind of on and off the entire time I've been home. It even rained a little bit today, kind of on and off, not much. And then it kind of cleared off really, or at least the rain stopped this afternoon and this evening. So I got out this evening with the push mower and did a fair amount of kind of trimming around trees and what have you. There's still more that I could have done, but just felt that was probably enough, and wait until I get home next time and do some more maybe. So, kind of a little bit at a time, but the yard, kind of getting the yard cleaned up, getting rid of a lot of the stuff that was just, you know, there's wood and stuff in the back, and got rid of a bunch of that. And so there's still more that needs to be gotten rid of, but you know, and I don't know if I'll ever get rid of all, you know, completely get rid of all of it, but get rid of over time. I can, you know, just keep working at it and get rid of, you know, kind of clean this up and clean that up and really kind of, you know, straighten the thing out. But there's, when my parents owned this, Dad would bring stuff home from work, and you know that they didn't want from work, and he'd bring it home, you know, and some of the stuff he was able to use, but you know, the problem with that is that a lot of that stuff, there's no, you'll never have any use for it, and it just ends up, you know, kind of being sort of like courting a little bit. You know, and I don't know, you watch those shows, and that those shows, those hoarding shows are enough to cause me to really, you know, gives me the impulse to really kind of clean things up and get rid of stuff. And boy, I'm sitting out here on my back deck, and I don't know if the neighbors are burning something or really what's going on, but boy, all of a sudden it is really kind of smoky out here. I think I'm gonna just, you know, get my drink here and go in the house, because that's bad. Oh man. Okay, so we're in the house now. Close the door. Much better. So, but anyway, I did put a video up yesterday evening. I put a video up. I ended up buying I think I talked about it before. You can get these lens kits for smartphones. Any kind of a smartphone that has a camera on the back, pretty much, especially the popular models. Of course, I got one for a Note 3, and so it includes a case that the phone snaps into, and then you have, and you know, this case that I have, it's got threading around, you know, round threading around where the camera is, and so the idea is you can take the Where was all that smoke coming from? I'm looking out the other side now. I don't see it. That's odd. So you can take these lenses. The kit that I bought came with four lenses. And so you can take these and just, you know, kind of screw them on. One of them is a 12x telephoto. And one was a fisheye lens. And then a wide-angle lens. And those the fisheye lens and the wide angle lens, actually, you can unscrew those, and it gives you two macro lenses. You know, one is more powerful than the other, and so you can really get in close to stuff. You know, so it's kind of interesting. You know, for, and it was $57. This little case was $57. And so, you know, that's not that expensive, and it kind of, it's sort of fun to play with, you know, especially these, you know, these extra little lenses. It just sort of adds something fun to play with, and you can, you know, like at the fisheye lens especially, you can take some fun pictures with it. Or the wide-angle lens, of course, you can be inside a smaller place and kind of get a wide-angle photo. So, you know, more so than what the lens that's built into the camera is capable. You know, because it's those are fairly wide-angle lenses to start with. So this is just kind of a little fun thing to do. So today I rode my motorcycle, and saw one of the places I ended up going into was Best Buy, And I was looking for a little bag to put those lenses in, which I found. And I was also looking at this, it's a kind of a monopod type thing. But the idea is that, it's telescoping. I didn't buy it. What was it called? It was called, Quick, like Q-U, it was spelled funny, Q-U-I-K pod, Quick Pod. Extreme selfie. And so the idea is that you can take this and mount your camera on this thing and sort of take a picture of yourself, and this thing will telescope out so you can get, fairly far away, and you can kind of use it to take pictures of yourself with it. Or take video of yourself with it. So, looked at that, and I did not buy that. I think, this was like $59. And so, I don't know. I may end up buying something similar to it off of Amazon. I just don't know yet. So, but that might be something to have and, maybe have a little fun with. As far, because I am recording all these videos for YouTube when I'm working. And so that might be a kind of a fun way of sort of getting some different angles and what have you. So anyway, I didn't buy that, but I'll probably do some further research on Amazon and kind of see what other sort of things are available, because I'm sure there are plenty of different options available besides this one that they were selling at Best Buy. So, but other than that, apart from just kind of hanging out with my parents, and younger brothers, haven't really done a whole lot else. Just kind of more or less just sort of taking it easy, the past several days. And, so as I say, I have to go back to work tomorrow. be gone for about another 3.5 weeks or so. So, anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and see if I can't get it put together and uploaded. Recording this on the phone, by the way. So there should be, if I've got the settings set properly, it should be recording in stereo. If I've got the settings set properly, should be, especially while I was outside there, should get a nice stereo image out of it, especially if you're using a headset or earbuds. So, in any case, hope everyone has had a great week. Hope you're having a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.